In the race for Congress, Democrats are winning the money game. This week, the U.S. election watchdog reported that congressional candidates had raised a record $2.3 billion in the current cycle. The Democrats' fundraising advantage, more than $400 million. Sarah Briner at the Center for Responsive Politics says that's trouble for Republican incumbents.
So the fact that Democrats are outraising them indicates that we have a well-funded challenge problem.
Republicans fared as well or better than Democrats in raising campaign cash from corporate PACs. But the Democrats crushed Republicans in individual contributions over the internet and at campaign fundraising events. Most of the funds go into buying expensive airtime. It's still candidates' favorite means of reaching voters. Martin Frost is a former House member and chairman of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee.
Campaigns are expensive in our country because of the cost of television.
Frost says the Democrats' fundraising bonanza reflects a surge of enthusiasm among the party's rank and file.
There are a lot of Democrats in the United States, many of whom give small contributions, who dislike Trump very strongly and want to send a message in this election.
The surging Democratic fundraising is forcing Republicans to rethink their spending strategy. They're pulling resources from weak candidates and reallocating funds into more competitive races. Michael Steele, a former chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee, cautions that money alone is no guarantee of victory.
You know, a lot of people make a big deal about money and like that's the, you know, the sort of the dark angel of American politics. But I can tell you there are a lot as many races where the person with the most money loses as there are where that individual wins.
Democrats need a net gain of 23 seats to retake control of the House. Analysts say they have a good shot at it, though the Democrats' hopes of retaking the Senate have dimmed. Masood Farivar, VOA News, Washington.